I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. More and more hunters in West Virginia are taking up predator hunting as a wintertime challenge. We'll talk more about it coming up in a moment. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. When the winter snow is on, outdoorsmen tend to get restless. So if you're looking for a challenge, Lee Strawn of the West Virginia DNR suggests predator hunting.
Deer seasons have wrapped up, and guys are switching over to doing some predator hunting. It's a good time of year. This time of year, most predators are breeding right now, so they're pretty active.
And the first one that seems to come to mind when you bring up this subject is the coyote.
That seems to be the popular fur bear that guys go after, but there are several other opportunities. You know, obviously with fox and bobcat and even raccoon as far as calling, there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of different animals to go after.
Now, coyotes are a challenge. You can hunt them with lights at night all the way up until July 31st. Strawn says scouting, wind direction, and position are extremely critical.
You know, obviously you got to do your homework. You got to see sign or actually observe coyotes in an area before you go. But a couple of the more critical aspects of it, you want to get a vantage point. You want to be able to see, you know, usually when I say vantage point, I mean elevation, not just an opening, but elevation if you can get it. And as long as that corresponds with what the wind's doing that day, you're in pretty good shape.
Now, most probably don't think about trying to call in a fox, but it is possible.
Well, they have a tendency to be a little more nocturnal, I think. You know, going after fox at night with a red light seems to be a little more productive than evening and dawn hours.
You'll find red fox more along the edge of an open field, while the gray fox prefers overgrown farmland where rabbits are in abundance. The bobcat is a trophy animal for sure if you're a predator hunter, but it's rarely observed. There are probably more out there than you would ever believe, and not far from your home.
Around here in the eastern panhandle, the ridge tops, a lot of these larger mountains around here where there's a lot of rock outcrops, cliffs, you know, thickets with laurel and stuff, old clear cuts. Out around Barber and Taylor counties, it seemed like old overgrown farms were good, mainly because of the rabbit populations that were there.
Calling and setting up with decoys and remote calling devices, a big part of predator hunting, and there's no right or wrong way to be successful. One thing is for sure, however, if you want to be successful, it takes patience and skill to bring down those animals that are typically the hunters and not the hunted. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.